This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks popped on Wednesday, with techs vaulting back from a steep sell-off as investors digested Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's stance that interest rate cuts are still likely this year. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite jumped nearly 0.6% after techs led a sharp slide in stocks more broadly on Tuesday. The S&P 500 also added 0.5%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average popped 0.2% as both indexes came off losses of more than 1%. Powell's testimony to Congress later may provide a catalyst for stocks, which have logged 2 days of losses as a battering for Magnificent Seven stalwarts Apple and Tesla fueled bubble fears. Investors will listen closely for any deviation by Powell from Fed policymakers' much repeated message that there's no rush to cut interest rates. Powell told lawmakers that rate cuts are likely to be warranted at some point in 2024. Investors will look for more clarity on this issue as Powell fields questions from lawmakers over the next 2 days. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year, Powell said to the House Financial Services Committee. In individual stocks, New York Community Bank stock whipsawed to close up more than 7%. The stock initially tanked following a report that NYCB was on the hunt for investors willing to buy stock in the company. But shares rebounded after the bank announced a new CEO and a $1 billion infusion from a group that includes former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Now to Wednesday's trending tickers. Palantir stock led the Yahoo Finance trending tickers page on Wednesday as shares popped nearly 9%. The company announced on Wednesday it won a new $178 million U.S. Army contract for a battlefield system using artificial intelligence. JD.com shares rose more than 16% after the company's latest quarterly report. The company topped Wall Street's quarterly revenue estimates and announced plans for a $3 billion stock buyback program. And CrowdStrike stock rose about 12%, pairing gains from a move of over 20% after hours on Tuesday night. The cybersecurity company's earnings per share of 95 cents reflected 102% growth compared to the same period a year prior and topped Wall Street's estimates for 82 cents. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.